Well, her face is very frightful, but her mouth looks quite delightful. And since there's no place to go, let her blow, let her blow, let her blow. Yes, my cockhead's mighty shiny. I'm gonna jam it in her honey. And since I'm all out of luck, let us fuck, let us fuck, let us fuck. Ow! Okay, it is episode 13.
Yeah.
December 23rd, Christmas Eve Eve. Doesn't feel like Christmas. It's pouring rain here in Nova Scotia.
Yep.
But it's also pouring rain from our eyes because we've lost somebody else.
Yep.
Brittany Murphy, heart attack at the age of 32.
Best known for her roles in Clueless and 8 Mile.
Yep.
And she played a voice in an animated movie. I forget
King of the Hill. She was Luann.
Yeah. But there was a movie, too. And I don't know which one. Okay, she wasn't that great, but she had a couple good roles.
And, her lips were just big and juicy, though.
Yeah.
They would look like two big leeches that I just would love to have clamped on me.
Yeah.
That's cool, right?
Yeah.
You can say that about a dead chick, it's all right.
You can say that about leeches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So John's back.
John is back.
John is back, in this bitch.
How was the trip?
It was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Where all did you go?
I flew to Miami, got on a gigantic 14-story cruise ship,
jeez,
and then farted around the Caribbean for a week. It's a pretty good time.
He just farted around.
You know, it's kind of weird that you don't look like you have a tan at all.
Yeah, you a white motherfucker.
Well, I'm good at being white, so I think I'll stick with it.
Yeah. I'm indecisive.
I got more exercise on that fucking vacation than I do when I'm at the gym.
Yep. Really?
Oh, yeah, I'd say. Because you're doing activities and shit all the time.
Came back covered in cuts on all my elbows and knees.
Yeah, you went like rock climbing, like the rock wall climbing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, rock climbing was a blast. Boogie boarding, which is surprisingly painful.
I have no doubt.
Sea-doing on the ocean, which is a blast.
So what was it like being on that cruise ship, man? That's
scary.
Huge.
It was awesome. It was a little rough going as a single dude, because everyone there is like on honeymoon, like anniversary.
Everyone's in love.
Everyone's in love.
And you're just masturbating to the sounds of the two couples on either side of your room fucking.
Yeah.
And they're on their honeymoon, so they're having that honeymoon sex where it's like, my God!
I think John can hear us!
Yeah. How do you know my name?
Don't worry.
I just sat in my cabin and jerked off to the Grinch Stole Christmas.
He knocks on the wall. Could you be a little louder? Trying to jerk off over here.
No, really. Could break. You be a little louder?
I tracked down like every single person on the ship. We just formed like a big group. There was one dude who snuck on like 4 liters of vodka onto the ship. And he's like, I can't get these off the ship now because I can't get them through customs. So he's like, I need someone to help me drink them. I'm like, come over to my cabin. I have a huge balcony and I got all this soda.
And they drank it and got freaky.
Oh my God. Yeah, it was a mess. We were like, let's go to the club now. So we're walking down the halls and like everyone's sticking their heads out being like, we've got to shut the fuck up. It's 3:30 in the morning.
You're on a cruise ship. Fuck that.
I'm like, it's party time, man.
As loud as you want.
Never see you guys again, so I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, fuck y'alls.
Yep.
It was awesome.
Good. So that sounds like a all-in-all good time. We didn't do much.
Well, no.
No.
Wait.
Pretty boring.
No, we didn't do anything. I was like, come on, we must have done something. No.
I highly recommend it, though. It's not super expensive as far as trips goes.
Because it's all-inclusive, right? You just pay one.
It's not usually... It's all-inclusive in the sense that the food is free and, like, coffee is free and shit like that, but you have to pay for your booze.
Okay.
So it's a bit different than a normal all-inclusive.
Right on.
It could be all-inclusive for me.
Yeah, for definitely.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good enough. Before we go into the first story, I just got to tell a story that I just saw. And don't even smile, Luke. This is not funny.
You want me to keep a straight face?
Yeah, keep a straight face. Don't laugh this whole show.
Go.
This dude got arrested like 45 minutes ago, like just before I came over here. This police van, I heard them yelling and shit. And then a police van pulled up and they threw him to the ground and they threw him in the back of the van. And then some cars pulled up and then they locked him up and took him away. And that was my little moment of excitement. I was just going to Sobeys.
Was he freaking out or anything?
Yeah, I couldn't even hear what he was saying. He was just yelling, and it was kind of odd. But it was cool seeing them throw him in the paddy wagon. And
yeah, it's something you don't see every day.
No, especially when it's like a quiet, wintry night.
Wow.
He's going to spend Christmas in jail.
That's what he's
probably getting
do.
Fucked.
I can pin a quick story on that. I already told you guys, and it was on my Facebook. I was at work, and this crackhead came in just... drunk and all kinds of shit, just freaking out, spazzing out. So one of my coworkers, well, he's actually in charge of the store at the night.
Yep.
And he went to try and calm her down, and she freaked. She called him every name in the book, including a nigger lover.
Called you that?
No, of course I am. Yeah. I love myself.
That's what I was going to say.
She called him that.
Oh, okay.
And he felt that was important to come back and tell me. He's like, you would have been really mad at her. You won't believe what she told me, what she said to me. And that was it. And I said, well, I work with you, and you love me, don't you?
Yeah.
You do love that's me some awful. Niggas, don't you?
Yeah. It's so hateful to tell people they love things.
I know.
That's the worst.
Like I said, it's like a compliment. If I'm eating butter pecan ice cream, and you go, butter pecan ice cream lover, I'm going to go, shoot, damn right.
I don't love it. I just eat it sometimes.
Pretty good.
Fuck some of the time.
Was she on any pills?
Oh, she was just zany.
Perhaps an anti-aging pill?
Ooh. Fucking transition.
Okay, so a one-a-day pill the size of a Smartie claims to be able to give younger-looking skin and fewer wrinkles, and it's being hailed as the latest weapon against aging. Jointly developed by food giant Nestle and L'Oreal, the biggest cosmetics company, the pill uses a compound found in tomatoes to promote the regeneration of new skin cells and protect old ones from damage.
That's why tomatoes are my favorite food.
Really?
Give me this nice, young complexion.
You just smush them on your face?
Yeah. He just rubs them all over his face.
Gives himself ketchup enemas.
It doesn't actually... It's not actually an anti-aging pill. It does make you look younger, but you still might die.
Yeah.
When you just get old and your body gives up.
You'll look great when you die. Well, you won't even look great. You'll look okay when you die. Nobody That's pretty cool, though. At least it's natural.
They're making progress.
Yeah.
Eventually, everyone is just going to stay as a baby forever, and nothing is ever going to get done.
Yep.
Everyone's just going to be shitting themselves and going,
No, we'll still be able to talk and do stuff. We're just going to be really stupid looking.
We'll just be babies.
We're just going to be big babies.
We'll be baby geniuses.
What was the name of that site I sent you this week? It was like...
Babyface something?
Babydads or babydaddies.com, where basically they just took a baby's face and they replaced it with the dad's face.
Oh, yeah.
And they made it look really good. It was pretty fucking...
Pretty hilarious. Yeah. Some of them really, were really good.
Supernatural.
Yeah. Supernatural.
This pill.
Yeah. Why is that now?
Because it's based off of tomatoes, but they took out one of the compounds from it and just fucked around with it in a lab.
Yeah.
That's one of the tricks to making something natural. They just put all kinds of fucking chemicals in it, then they throw a cucumber in and say, it's natural product. It contains cucumber.
Yeah. It's 18% water. It's totally natural.
The only thing that is like the cucumber sitting in the box as it's shipped. It's not even part of it. It's just the cucumber sitting
in
the box.
A guy named Cucumber delivered it. Senor Cucumber.
Luckily, I have good genes. My family ages amazingly. And I have good genes on my legs.
Yeah, I noticed.
Right now. You like those?
You do have good genes, yeah.
But no, the black don't crack, as they say.
Yeah.
My family ages really nicely. I have an aunt who's like 45, and she's just beautiful. Like she looks like Hillary from Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Everyone in my family ages good.
That's crazy.
So I'm all set.
My family are a bunch of fucking hideous, old-looking, fucking run-down, gutter fucking... I'm just joking.
Keep going. I bet you can't wait to see them on Christmas.
Tomorrow. They're going to murder me. Yeah. No, but that would definitely be a plus. It's nice seeing those... my brother just said Jesus. Sorry about that.
Yeah, we're looking at our instant feedback on the chat here.
Yeah.
Dare
It's funny because my dad was actually in the chat last week, and he was in there, so he might be again this week. If so, sorry, Dad. but it is nice seeing some old people that are... they have that, like... They don't look nice, but they have that kind of classic old look. Like, one dude is that Danny Trejo guy that Robert Rodriguez uses, the guy that's going to be in Machete.
Oh,
he's got
kind of
that old, nasty, scarred face. Some people just have old, disgusting faces, but it works perfectly. Like, they're so full of character.
That's why he gets all those roles, because he's...
Whenever, if he fucking didn't look like that,
they need a terrible-looking Mexican with muscles, and they just call him up.
Yeah.
Then they're all set.
Yep.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So, if a baby took an anti-aging pill and walked around with a beer after it was legal age, that would be good.
Where are you
good.
Going?
To the next story. Duh. One kid that is not going to be mistaken for an adult taking an anti-aging pill is the 4-year-old boy that's been stealing his neighbor's Christmas presents. Hayden Wright was found wandering his neighborhood in Chattanooga, Tennessee in the middle of the night with a beer in his hand. He was wearing a little girl's dress taken from under his neighbor's tree, which kind of brings us back to cross-dressing last week. Little fucking gaby. His mother, April White, who is 21, woke at 1:45 a.m. and realized he was missing.
Everything about this story just goes downhill.
Oh, yeah.
First off, Hayden is the worst name imaginable.
I don't know about that.
I don't like it. If your name's Hayden, We might have problems.
You're probably Hayden, that person.
my little cousin's name's Hayden.
Yeah. Is he? How old is he?
11.
Old enough
the
to
two
fight.
Most the two most popular names in North America right now for boys are Aiden and Hayden.
Really?
Yeah.
That's miserable.
Yeah. Because they're going out of the way to be natural, and at, when they're doing that, they go to the fucking same odd name, which is now shit.
Yep.
I actually don't mind Hayden that much. I think it's kind of a cool name. But anyway, this 21-year-old mother let
her baby
out of the crib with a beard. She went out and found him. It says... she found him outside in the street drinking a 12-ounce can of beer. Hayden was taken to the hospital and treated for alcohol consumption. She says Hayden runs away trying to find his father, who's in prison. And she says that he wants to get in trouble so he can go to jail and see where his daddy is.
This kid is fucked.
It's not only that, but shit. It's like... The mom is like dooming this child to a complete fucking shitty life.
Oh yeah, he's done.
Oh, wait till the teenage years. Even before the teenage years, this kid will probably be taken away.
Or he'll have such a shitty upbringing that he'll get separated from that mom maybe learn.
On the other hand, he may be a friggin' genius, because not many four-year-olds will put two and two together to go out and commit a crime to go to jail to see his father.
That's true.
That is true.
And he did get through, let me see.
He was able to break out of the house.
He got through a childproof door, he got a can of beer out of the cooler from behind the house... And then he got in the neighbor's house through an unlocked door and stole 5 Christmas presents,
so
one being the dress.
We've got a super villain on our hands.
Super baby genius villain.
Yeah.
Did he put the dress on?
Yeah.
He's wearing
the dress.
So he's gay and a criminal.
He's a gay little weird baby.
Gay. Wow. Come on now.
Yeah, who hasn't worn a dress?
He's just a transgendered baby.
He just thought it was a cape. It's okay.
Oh, he put it on backwards. He just tied it around his neck. His little baby dick was hanging out.
Which is all right, I suppose.
Baby dicks are funny.
Yeah. So that kind of reminds me of that story that happened just around here with that lady that let her child wander.
Oh, yeah, that one we talked about episodes ago.
Apparently it's okay to wear a dress if you're drunk. That's the excuse.
Which one of us hasn't been found drunk wearing a dress wandering the streets in the middle of the night?
Not me yet.
No, not me either.
Actually, I'm kind of surprised at that.
That I haven't?
Yeah.
I get rude. I don't get drunk and put on dresses and try to pull dicks out of jeans.
Yeah.
As of yet.
There are 4 pairs of jeans in this room, I'm just saying. Well. I'm super saying, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
That's awful.
But yeah, like, these babies are thrown under the fucking train bus from their stupid-ass parents. You know, like, she's 21, you know, like...
And she has a 4-year-old.
And she has a 4-year-old. That's horrible. Horrible.
Yeah.
That's a bad start.
She's whore able because she's able to be a whore, which in turn makes it horrible, which is whore able. Yep. See what I did there?
I did.
That was good.
A little bit of wordplay.
Yep.
A little twisty there.
So do babies get hangovers? I assume they get a hangover just like anybody else. Probably. In fact, they'd probably get so sick.
Yeah,
they'd get like super hangovers.
If a baby drinks any alcohol, they take it to the hospital.
Yeah.
Do they pump their stomachs?
Yeah, that's what it said. They took it to the hospital to take it to pump its stomach. Or treat it for alcohol consumption. So they might have just let it pass. Yeah. It just got up and peed a bunch of times during the night.
He was just being obnoxious and laying on a gurney.
Yeah.
What a way to screw up your liver.
Yeah. Hey, baby, here's some hair of the dog.
Yeah.
Help you out a bit.
Calm down.
So before I go on to this little story about hangovers, everyone here has seen the movie Hangover, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty
overrated.
Good.
Pretty solid.
Way, way, way overrated.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious.
I didn't even hear about it until I went to see it.
I just found it was cliche. Like, oh, tiger in the bathroom. Oh, Asian man jumping out of the trunk. Like, it was funny, but to me, when all that shit happened, I was like, if I know right away why it's supposed to be funny, it's not clever or anything, it's just in my face, I'm kind of like, eh.
Yeah, I definitely like movies where you watch them a second and third time, then you notice these little stupid things that you may or may not supposed to notice. You may not supposed to notice them.
You might notice them. You've
got to admit that the credits were pretty golden.
Oh, yeah.
When they find the camera, I lost my shit at that.
I don't know. It's just too hype for me.
I don't want to talk about it at all. I think it's stupid.
We won't talk about it anymore. Fuck that movie.
Yep.
Wow.
So,
killed that conversation.
As holiday revelers lift their glasses at office parties and New Year's bashes, they may want to keep one rule of thumb in mind. The darker the liquor, the bigger the hangover. Although it sounds like an old wives' tale, it's actually true to a point, according to a new study. Anyone noticed?
The darker the dick, the harder it's going to be to walk the next day after you get fucked by.
That's fair.
heard that.
What?
I didn't say anything. What did he say?
He said, the more you regret it. Because
it hurts?
The more your dad gets angry at you.
Yeah.
So have you guys noticed anything about, like, you're really bad? Does anything give you, like, really bad hangovers?
Iceberg vodka.
Yeah.
Because one time, I remember those big movie cups you could get?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Jurassic Park 3, you get the really big ones. I remember mixing a half and half drink with iceberg vodka and Sprite.
Yeah.
So after you do that, that's a lot of vodka in there. And I was just sipping away drinking it, because it's one drink. You know, when you have one drink, you're just sipping away.
Yep.
And I got completely blitzed, and I puked everywhere. Terrible time. When I see a bottle of iceberg, I feel uncomfortable. Like yeah.
That's the same with me and just rum. Like, white rum in general. Like, you're I can't so drink crazy. Rum. It gives me the fucking, the rum bum.
Oh, you get the rum bum, dude.
I get the rum bum bad. Like, it makes my stomach turn into, like, just a gargling gargoyle.
Yeah.
It's just so bad. Like, and I have to shit a lot either that night or the next day, and it messes me up bad. It feels like I've been poisoned. Like, it's a total not fun way of drinking for me, is That's drinking rum.
Crazy. Well, I can't not drink rum for too often. Like, if I go a whole week without drinking rum...
I can't not drink rum for too often.
That was a terrible sentence.
That sounded like I'll work on it.
Upset me.
I find tequila is the worst.
Oh,
tequila tastes
one.
The worst, but it doesn't affect me the worst.
I can't fuck with tequila.
That can't be good.
Why are you ripping? Derek's
I'm
ripping
angry.
His notes.
Yeah.
In fact, like not tequila. Only is rum awesome, dark rum is the shit.
I don't mind dark rum. And for some reason it doesn't, like, maybe I'm just, I don't know, it doesn't have that fucking aura to it. It just doesn't hurt me as much, but yeah, dark rum.
In fact, if you're a big puss, dark rum and root beer is like magic. You can't even taste the rum.
Magic drink.
Yeah. I'm not even too worried about not tasting alcohol anymore. Like, I'd rather mix something that tasted like a good alcoholic beverage, you know, because, like, I don't want to disguise alcohol, because then I'll just find myself just drinking it and not thinking about... And another thing that I can't stand mixing shit with is pink lemonade. You remember that time we were at Ryan's place and we were drinking something with pink lemonade?
No.
It was, like, the first night we met each other. It was kind of magical.
Oh, that night.
Yeah. But I puked all over their
I do. Okay,
carpet.
Yeah.
I puked this pink lemonade all over the carpet, and I had to scrub it out. It was disgusting. But
Tim says that was the first time you ever smoked weed, too.
That was the first time I smoked weed.
We drank 3 quarts. Oh, shit. I like having this little chat here on the screen. It brings shit up. And smoke like a fiver. Tim from last week is basically, he's the chat boss in the chat room we have as we do our episodes now. He kind of throws his shit in.
It's true, though. That was the first time I smoked weed, and I did pretty good that night. I didn't die.
You didn't
But
die.
I just puked a lot of pink lemonade.
Like you were saying, though, with pink lemonade, really sweet drinks, they say, are one of the worst things for hangovers.
Yeah.
Because all that sugar content just absolutely fucks you up.
It says that it's actually a good idea to switch between, like if you don't want to hangover, to switch between alcohol and drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, yeah, back
like
and
to
forth.
Have back and forth.
My mom
to
told me that
down.
One.
Yeah?
Because one night I came home at like 8 in the morning drunk, just as my parents were getting up, and I passed out and slept, and then I woke up and she's like, if you're going to drink that much, you should drink water. You'll feel better.
Yeah.
That's true.
I said, thanks, Ma.
She, parents know these things. They went through the same fucking drinking binges.
Over the
it
years
also says
of,
to... Go ahead.
Over the years, I've conditioned myself to just before I pass out to drink like 2 bottles of water.
Yeah.
And whenever it's last call...
I pissed myself. One time I came home smashed, and I just drank a whole bunch of water, and I woke up and I was like, either I sweat a lot, or had a wet dream, or pissed myself, and it was piss, but it was so much water that it was just piss water. Yeah. It wasn't like stinky yellow piss, it was just like so much water in my system.
It wasn't tangy.
No, it wasn't tangy. Oh.
It also says taking Alka-Seltzer or aspirin before you pass out is a good idea. And then it says to have, it says in a quote here, have some Gatorade or other sports type drink to replenish lost fluids, vitamins, and minerals from your night of debauchery.
Yeah, G2.
Gatorade is fucking magical.
That Gatorade G2, a lot of people say that is the magical drink that you need.
Oh my God. One time I woke up and there was a bottle of Gatorade just on my bed somehow. I don't know where it came from. I was like, oh, I drank it. And 10 minutes later, I was like doing jumping jacks. I was like, that's amazing. It's the best.
Like, he was doing
so John
fucking tape.
Definitely.
I used to buy a lot of Gatorade. Like, I'd buy, like, the big cases of it. I never really thought about that until just after I was hanging out with you guys for a bit. I was like, I'm going there and buying, like, 24 Gatorade every week.
You brought it over when I was living in Truro still.
Yeah.
And it over sometimes, I remember.
I'm sure they thought I was an alcoholic at the Sobeys, because I'm, like, buying 24 Gatorade, like, every single week.
Or, like, a super athlete.
Yeah.
You're an ultimate fighter.
Do you guys ever notice, though, when you wake up hungover, you have a hangover boner? Like, a really hard dick?
No.
Really?
Never.
I do. I have the super hard dick.
I get the pee boners, but not the
fucking, not the hangover boner.
No,
I always.
I don't
do.
Get hangovers that much though. So
I don't know.
Shit.
I get hungover and like all the blood rushes from my head to my cock.
After you nut, do you just want to go back to sleep, or is your hangover a little bit better?
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Vodka and Crystal Light. Holy shit.
Yeah, someone mentions that.
You'd have to be a crackhead to try that.
I'm just going to agree with everything you guys say because I've never had a hangover and I don't know what vodka tastes like, so sure,
hangovers aren't
go for it.
That bad, I don't
find. It says that you're on average 2% slower when you're hungover, which they say may not seem like much, but it's enough to either get hit by a car or not hit by a car.
I kept this little blurb. It kind of ties in with that. It says, hangovers have been estimated to cost the United States $148 billion in lost productivity each year.
And
research suggests that light to moderate drinkers are responsible for the bulk of that. According to one study, these drinkers cause 87% of alcohol-related problems in the workplace, most of which are due to hangovers.
That's
fucking
awful.
Crazy.
Wow. We are fucking horrible humans.
$148 billion just because some motherfuckers had a bit too much to drink.
Well, not that, but like, I mean, if they didn't do that, then we'd have stressed out, crazy animal humans all over the place. Like, people need to drink, yeah, or they're going to be so miserable they're going to hate their life.
That's true.
If alcohol was illegal and there were no other recreational drugs that were legal, people, there'd be office shootings like every
there'd
day.
Be
you're saying I hate my life.
Yeah.
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 You fucking
I want to see.
See, you're angry. Devin, can you please calm down? Yeah.
For everybody out there, like, Devin doesn't drink.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious to see what happens if one day you have a drink. I'm just curious.
I bet you he'll just get sick. I bet you just
what?
He'll probably just
be like, "Yeah, that doesn't taste very good."
But I wonder if he's a mean drunk though, or if he's like really nice and silly.
He'll be a complete ass. He'll be like, "This is how you use the camera, you fucking idiots!" And we'll be like, "Oh!"
Slaps you right in the face.
He becomes the meanest man.
You were just all scared to be around him.
Yeah, he's the nicest guy, but once he has a couple drinks, he's like grabbing your ass. Stop it!
He grabs everyone's ass. He doesn't give a fuck. He's ruthless. He's like Stifler.
He's like a Viking.
Yeah. Devin, you're making me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
When I was on the cruise ship, I found the best drink imaginable. It's coffee and Cointreau. Bam! It's amazing.
Really?
Oh my god!
I can't imagine those going together that good.
I made out with the waiter because it was so awesome.
Did you actually?
No.
Because I noticed you said waiter and not waitress.
Yeah. And I fucked his little.
You're like, well, if it's a waiter, then he probably did it.
John has all kinds of stories that he's just not going to tell us.
Yeah. I just got back from Mexico. How was it? It was no big deal.
He actually went to Thailand and he met up with Bishop Leahy. Yeah.
I'll tell you some of the stories after I figure out what this itch is.
Yeah. Jerked off to pictures of fucking David Carradine. Oh, my. So, they say that the holidays are the most stressful time of the year.
Yeah,
like people are, and Luke was actually just discussing this. You tell him, Luke, about people at your store and how they are.
Oh man, it's just I find work so stressful. I work in a butcher's shop, so you know people want their turkeys, they want their special roasts, and they're having specialty meals because all their family's coming. And a majority of the people are just fucking ruthless. Like if you don't have the exact thing they want, They flip on you, and they scream at you, they call you names. I kind of like it, because I just smile.
Yeah.
And I be as nice as I can, like, oh, but we'll help you, ma'am, and I turn my voice up a couple of octaves, and just makes them matter, because I'm being condescending, but nice, and I'm doing my job.
Yeah.
Because I don't put up with that shit.
No.
Really, I want to punch them in their chiclet
teeth.
Yeah,
I know.
But you can't.
People always lose their shit if you don't get as riled up as them.
Yeah, oh,
I know, because it's not fun. Like, especially if you're calm and nice to the people, they're like, they came in looking for a fight, you know, and you're not giving them one, and it's like, that's no fun.
Because they're wasting energy. They're, like, putting all this negative energy out there, and they expect you to reciprocate by being negative with them. So when you don't, it's just, like, a shield.
Yeah.
It's like it's Final Fantasy, and you cast the wall spell, and Bahamut casts Flare when you're in the Moon Castle in Final Fantasy II, and then it kills him.
Shut up, Luke. Shut up. Right. But I noticed, like, it seems to go, like, both ways. Like, you know, some people have that Christmas, you know, joy with them, the Christmas spirit. And it's kind of weird. Like, I actually was in Tim Hortons today, and this guy stopped this other guy, and he was just talking about how nice his tie was and stuff. And they were, and he was like, all right, Merry Christmas. And I'm just like,
I kind of hate the phoniness that Christmas brings.
But honestly, these guys were genuinely like, these guys were smiling at each other, and they looked like, I think if people did this more often, I liked it. I thought it was really cool.
They just blew each other behind in the dumpster.
Maybe they did. You know, I'm not.
But some people are genuinely really, really happy about Christmas. It just pumps them right up. So those kind of people, it's great. But those like people, you said, some people that are fake.
Maybe it's just from what I see working in like the food retail
business. Yeah, exactly. Everyone, just, I assume people are in there and they're happy, you know. You got to go, you have to go get your groceries. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not something you like really enjoy doing or something you do in your spare time. You just have to go get them.
But genuine people do make it worthwhile. Like tonight I was all stressed out because I was running around and people were just being unforgiving and whatever.
Yeah.
And then a lady had called in to ask me some questions and she was just the nicest lady ever. She said, I just want to thank you all year round. You guys are really good.
Yeah.
You always take care of us. And it was genuine. I can tell when someone's bullshitting me.
Yeah.
But it was, it just made it all worthwhile just to have one person be thankful and appreciative.
It does. It makes, you know, it makes the whole night that much better. Like, I remember one time I was at EB and this big guy, like, they all say Merry Christmas or whatever. And this one big guy came in, like, he looked like he was a member of fucking, what's the name of that Hell's motorcycle Angels? Group? Hell's Angels, yeah. Exactly. And he goes, Merry Christmas. I'm like, yeah, you too. And then he goes, no, I'm serious, man. Like, you helped me a lot. Like, Merry Christmas. And I was like, you're a sweet man.
When they stop and go back, you know they mean it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't like to think that people are only being nice because it's the holidays, though.
I know. It's better than not than at nothing? All. Yeah, you know, I guess like, so. We could have Christmas 4 times a year and hopefully people would be nice. So, I don't know. I'll take the extra happiness if I can. Fuck it.
Meh. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Still irritates me. I just can't stand fakeness and lies.
And really, I would have to say that the stress definitely outweighs the happiness by a long shot. Well, people go fucking nuts.
For anyone that's in retail, I mean, usually they have to be happy at their household. So they go out into the retail environment trying to get gifts and stuff for people to make their own family happy. They're going to try and get rid of some of the stress they have built up from being nice all the time.
So we walk around with bullseyes on us. They're like, hey, you're at work. You're not allowed to leave and you're not allowed to fight back. So I'm coming in to lash out at you.
Yeah. They literally come in and just whip you as you're working. Hey, stop that.
If we could fight back, there would be some fucking people that got their ass beat at Sobeys and at EB.
I don't know if people would go to those stores.
I don't care.
Fuck them.
A chance of getting your ass whooped while you're shopping? I think I would second guess that.
They'd settle down a little bit anyway.
Yep.
But the whole gift thing I find very stressful.
I find it douchey. Like, what the fuck is the point of giving each other presents?
Honestly, if Jesus hadn't have been born, I wouldn't be bothered.
So well, we'd just have some other story. I don't know. It doesn't really, I don't know.
Yeah, it would just be something else. It would be like,
his name would be Larry.
We'd be bitching about Hanukkah or something.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, we'd all be Jews.
Well,
then we might have some money.
Well, a lot of these Christian holidays are just made up anyway, so who cares?
But, yeah, I don't know. At least there are the Christians that, like, use it to not be complete fucksticks, which is definitely a bonus. Yeah. When people use religion, you know, for its purpose, which is to be good? Happy.
Yeah. Is that really its purpose?
It's definitely its purpose.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's to stop things like Pokemon. I found this clip where this preacher is talking about how Pokemon is like the work of the devil. They call upon these magical creature beings, and they use spells and witchcrafts.
He's got a good point.
That's a bad Christian. He's not a real Christian.
No.
Who?
No.
Edge wouldn't be his tag team partner.
He's fake.
Yeah. So let's take a break, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about more Christmas stuff.
Let's do that.
This is fucking Woods O'Neill. And I'd like to wish all of y'all a fucking Merry Cuntmas. No, seriously, though. Fucking spend some time with your family. Have a couple fucking brewskis. Get you some poontang. Or if you're one of them fucking women, you get yourself a fucking cock for all I care. But have a fucking good time and enjoy yourself. And enjoy background fucking noise. What? Rah. What?
So, guys, I downloaded Frank Sinatra's Christmas hits CD. Yeah?
How's that treating you?
It was really nice. Frank Sinatra in general, it's definitely very nice music to listen to. I didn't really fuck with Frank too much until I started listening to him. Actually, the FMP, what are you smiling about?
I'm just listening to you fucking talk about Frank Sinatra, and it's just funny.
I'm trying to fucking start some. Frank Sinatra is a buster. What the fuck?
He's trying to get something started.
No, but, well, I don't know.
Oh, I can enjoy some. I can enjoy some Frank Sinatra. You know, pour some Crown on some ice, smoke a cigar. It's that type of shit you drink by yourself.
Maybe.
John and I just sit back, shut up, watch you two just talk about Frank Sinatra.
Maybe cry a bit. I don't know. No, Frank Sinatra is like, it's great music to throw on in the background. It's a timeless music, which is, there's a lot of music that isn't timeless now. Like, it's really like time limited.
Like Flo Rida, which if you look at his name, it's Florida. Florida. That's where he's from.
Yeah. And he rides flows.
Show does.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was on a machine called the Flo Rida.
Oh, you look so excited.
It was so much fun.
It was called a Sibian, you fruit.
And it was on 78.
Yeah.
John, you're going back to Antigonish for Christmas?
Yeah, I guess so. I just spent like 10 days with my family.
Oh, yeah. I guess you don't really fucking want to go back too bad. But
got to sleep in my own bed twice, and now I have to go to Antigonish for a couple days.
That's not fair.
Well, can't really miss Christmas Day, I guess.
No, exactly.
Although if my mom was like, how about we skip it? I'd be like, yes, I'm not coming.
Man, even Tim knows about the wheel.
Yeah.
Everyone knows about the wheel.
Oh, my God. Being from Antigonish, leaving Antigonish, the hardest part was having to part from the wheel.
What's the wheel?
I keep hearing about it.
It's a pizza restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's this weird deal. Like, if you weren't born in Antigonish, you're not going to like it. But like, I think when you're a baby, when you're in the little...
They inject crash, you with they it. They
inject it in your blood.
So it's a natural Antigonish
thing. It is really, really good. I'm not from Antigonish. I fucking love it.
Wow, I got to try this.
But it's like, just dispelled your whole theory.
Yeah. It sounds so gross, like, if you describe it, because it's like mostly grease. And if you get the pizza and try to pick up a slice right away, it's all going to just slop off.
Yeah.
I like that.
But if you're drunk, it's the food to eat.
Wow.
You got me going with the wheel now. So.
Yeah. Now I need to try this. That sounds pretty awesome.
Come on down, bud.
There's no fucking way.
I'll buy you some pizza.
If I'm ever in the area, sure, but that's too far away.
Go to
your
pub and then go to the wheel afterwards.
Sounds like fun. Or we could just order pizza from there and get them to deliver it to you.
Didn't they like fly somewhere out west or something?
Oh, something they do is the people will go to like crazy places in the world. And they'll take a pizza with them, and they'll get a picture of the pizza and send it back. Oh, so wow. There's places, like, there's pictures of people, like, in the middle of the jungle and at the North Pole and, like, all over the fucking
Holy
world.
Holy shit. That's kind of cool.
It's a very distinctive box, right? It's got their giant old-timey logo on it.
Wow. And the rest of us are going to Churro, I assume?
Yeah.
Home sweet home.
Home sweet home.
Yeah, for a couple days.
What is everyone looking forward to the most about Christmas?
One thing I like the only thing I like about Christmas,
one thing, period, the only.
Is that it's the only time of the year I get to see my friends that flew off to all the corners
they
of the earth.
They all gather back.
Yeah.
Luke?
Christmas, shmeh. Honestly, if Christmas didn't happen, not to be a Scrooge, but I really wouldn't miss it. I like going back to see my family and have some snacks and stuff, but for the most part, Christmas just brings fucking stress, like we were talking about previously. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, people's birthdays aren't supposed to cause stress.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's whose birthday I'm talking about.
He went and fucked up his own birthday. Look what he did.
But, I mean, it's just, it's not as exciting as it used to be, you know?
No,
it's
of course not.
Like, I don't know. I don't get cool gifts anymore. Like, you used to see certain gifts, the way they were wrapped, you'd know what they were. Like, you'd always know when you got a Ninja Turtle, because it would be that flat on the back, and it would have the big bubble in the front.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit!
Or a video game or a DVD. It's always super easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Super Nintendo games, especially, because they came in that same cardboard box size.
Yeah.
Secret of Mana.
I remember getting Mario Kart for Christmas. My aunt gave it to me and my siblings, and it came in a big bag. And in the bag were just like 6 cans of apple juice. And we're like, what the fuck is this bullshit? How are you going to give some kids 6 cans of apple juice for Christmas? And we're like, fuck that. And then my dad's like, no, keep looking. And we're just like... Here we go.
Yeah.
And it was Mario Kart, and we freaked out, and we're like, nice. we don't need any more presents.
Exactly.
Let's go play Super Nintendo.
I did that to my brother 1 year because I couldn't find a present for him. So instead of buying him a present, I just gave him some cash.
But I thought you were going to say apple juice.
I couldn't just give him cash and a card because that's just retarded.
Yeah.
So I took a big friggin' monitor box. It's like a 3-foot by 3-foot square box. Filled it to the top with those little styrofoam beads.
Packing peanuts.
And then mixed all these 5s in there. So you had to go through these blue packing peanuts to find little crunched up Canadian $5 bills.
I had that done to me. I got a watch, and my parents got a big box, and they put a fucking log in. So I picked it up, and it weighed a whole shitload. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it's kind of rolling around, and it ended up being a watch. And it was in with the log, but the
was
watch
it broken?
Was okay. No. That would be sad. I'd be like, oh, it's a watch. You tricked. It's fucking broken.
It falls apart.
God damn. Yeah. So, but I'd have to say this Christmas, I'm most excited about... since I moved to Halifax, I haven't been back now to Truro, and I miss my dog and my cat like fucking crazy because they're like the only people I hung out with.
Should bring them.
Bring them back?
Yeah.
Nah, I my can't cat do that. Was there. Well, my cat is a bush dweller. It's a bushwhacker. It's used to being out in the country. Like, it goes out and hunts and stuff, so like I can't bring it up to the city. So... But it'll be nice to see them. That's the highlight of my Christmas. And, you know, seeing the family, too, even though they're fucking batshit, it'll be nice.
That's still a good part.
Yep.
Like, I have a niece now. She's younger. So,
yeah.
That adds a lot more excitement because she still gets really excited. Oh, yeah. She gets all her toys. And yeah. That makes me happy. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's always nice.
Makes it better.
It's nice to see that at least someone is having some happiness somewhere in the world.
Like, in my family right now, the youngest person is my sister, and she's, like, 17. So, like, there's officially... Christmas might as well be canceled.
Yeah.
It's, no one's having fun.
Everyone's miserable.
Yeah. No, we'll have, like, a Christmas dinner, though, and Christmas dinner fucking is good.
Oh, my mom makes this breakfast, and it's just... I think it's called a frittata. It's basically like a lasagna, but it's sausage and cheese and eggs. Mm-hmm. Just breakfast stuff all together. Yep.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Oh, yes. It's so good.
We look forward to food.
We have a brunch every Christmas day.
Oh, yeah?
That's basically the same thing, just breakfast food.
It's so good.
That's awesome.
But speaking of my mom, another thing I like...
Speaking of your mom.
Speaking of my mom, the delicious food she makes. She's not a drinker, but the past couple of Christmases, we break out a couple bottles of wine, and it's kind of cool, and we just drink and talk. And
yeah.
Like, my mom's a really smart woman, really deep woman, so we start... Philosophizing.
Even
that's not a word.
Velociraptoring. We just get drunk and rip shit. My dad's like, "Did you settle the fuck down?" I'm like jumping on his back and clawing at him with talons.
It's basically Jurassic Park, but
Nigosaurus Rex all over again.
Yeah. Oh my.
I mean, there's still things to look forward to, but you know Christmas is starting to get lame when you get underwear and socks and you're like, yes, I fucking needed those.
We were talking, me and Debs had that exact conversation because like then you don't have to go out and buy those shitty things. So it's like, oh good, I have these. Now I don't have to go to Walmart and buy my own socks. Yeah. So that works out good. We definitely we definitely enjoy
buying socks and underwear. That's the worst type of shopping. Yeah. Socks and underwear. It's stupid.
It's true.
You feel like an asshole.
Hell no.
Yeah.
But no, most people want to go home and like see their family or see their friends and stuff, but for me, I mean, I'm home almost every 2 weeks or so anyway. Yeah. And my family, everyone lives around me, so it's not like they're coming back from out west or anything. Well, a couple people will be, but that's it.
Honestly, my immediate family is where my interest pretty much
exactly.
Stay. Like, no offense to all my family, but you know, you get older and you kind of grow apart and you just don't have much to talk about other than
they just become just other people. Yeah, exactly. Like, if you didn't know you were related, they would just be other people. They would not mean anything to you whatsoever.
Like, I pretty much go back, and I just want to relax and spend time with my immediate family. And I don't want to go... And I was talking about this the other day, how you have the same conversation with everyone. So what are you doing now? Have you gone back to school? Do you have a girlfriend? So you just want to make a pamphlet.
It's going
to
be great this year. Do you have a girlfriend? No. Do you going back to school? No. Thanks. Exactly. Merry Christmas, motherfucker.
I do a podcast, though, Grandma. Check it out.
Yeah. We talk about cocks and balls.
We say nigga and bitch and cunt. We talk about coming.
Grandma.
Check that out.
Yeah. That's not good.
No. Who has favorite Christmas songs? Because the song that I like...
Or movies, better yet.
The one that I like is the one that everyone hates. The mood is right. Da-da-da-da. Simply have a wonderful Christmas time.
I've literally never heard that song.
I think I've heard it.
Definitely heard
it. I'm pretty sure I have. It's on the radio a lot, isn't it?
It has a very synth sound. It starts off and it's like...
Wow.
Suck my dick. You fuckers are all looking at me like, what the hell?
Because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
If anybody out there knows what song I'm talking about, holla if you hear me.
I actually like We Three Kings, and I have no idea why.
What's We Three Kings?
Because it's about kings.
We Three Kings from blah, 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 blah.
Oh, that one.
You've heard that one.
Yeah, it sucks. Fuck you.
Yeah, it's awful, but I love it.
We're out to get each other now. It's like, all right, it's your turn to say something, Derek.
Hey, Derek, what's your favorite Christmas song?
Probably Boyz II Men.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your favorite song?
I don't know. They sang like "Oh Holy Night" on Fresh Prince one time. They sang it at Nikki's christening. That's my favorite one.
Oh, okay. I remember that episode.
Yeah. When Will went to get them and he's dressed as Santa Claus.
That was a touching episode.
It was.
I touched myself a lot during that one.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. What about Christmas movies? I have one that I love the most.
I'm taking this one home and I'll probably watch it with my dad. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
So awesome. Good.
Steve Martin and John Candy, right?
Yeah. One of the best ones. The guy, what's the name of the guy John Candy plays? Like Dale or something like that?
Something
like just the nicest guy, but he's so annoying and he's a complete buffoon.
Yeah. And Steve Martin goes off on him.
Yeah. He plays the asshole.
Yeah. I'd have to say I really, really love Muppets. Muppet Christmas. I love Muppets.
Yeah, those are good.
Anytime Muppets can go to space, Muppets can fucking sit around and do nothing, and I'll watch them.
That's good.
Yeah. They've been releasing new Muppets videos lately, eh? Have you seen those?
Like the Bohemian Rhapsody one?
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
And there was one with, they covered a song, and they had like Beaker singing it, and Statler and Waldorf were singing.
Oh, yeah?
And stuff. Yeah, they're making new Muppet stuff, which is great.
Supposedly they plan to do one every 2 weeks or so.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard.
Every 2 weeks?
That's awesome.
Huh. Shit. They're going to work.
Wow.
Tim mentions Home Alone.
Yeah.
Home Alone 2, actually.
Anytime someone leaves the tap running, I always bring up the fucking robbers from that movie. Weren't they didn't they leave the sinks running?
Yeah, like froze or something? I don't
know. That was their gimmick. They were like the gimmick, sink robbers, really? And they always left the sinks running when they left.
So cheesy.
Macaulay Culkin was so bandits. Delicious in that. What?
What?
Nothing.
Sorry? Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
I'm going to set traps around my house just for the fuck of it.
That kid's fucking sick. If you rewatch those as an adult,
it's
twisted.
Yeah.
As a kid, I was like, this movie's the best.
Stepping on Jack's fucking paint can.
A bowling ball in the face.
Yeah. I was on the cruise ship. They kept playing all these Christmas movies over and over again. They had Home Alone 2, and he literally has a stack of bricks, and he's throwing them at their faces. And he's just hitting them square in the
Kevin's
face.
Kevin's a fucking jerk.
I'm like, this kid is sick. He's a killer.
He really is.
Yeah.
He's a sick one.
I saw the one with Vince Vaughn where he's Santa's brother.
What's that?
It's
pretty new, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of new. It wasn't great, but they had some really funny moments
in
it.
Vince Vaughn, in general, can always make me laugh. I think he's fucking hilarious.
It must be hard to write for him, because he has a very unique
style of delivery. I don't think you could write for him. Like, you'd write just regular dialogue, and he'd just take it and make it Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, he must. Yeah. He must just give him a general sentence he has to say, and he fucks around with it.
And then there was Bad Santa, which was a pretty good movie, too.
It was actually really good.
Oh, Bad Elf Santa was terrible. So good.
Yeah.
Elf was garbage. I remember watching those that with my dad, and my dad was just cringing.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of either of those movies.
Bad Santa?
I didn't like Bad Santa.
Oh,
or Elf?
So yeah, or Elf.
Oh, I loved Elf. Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
I never saw that. It looks terrible.
I really enjoyed
it. The movie cover where Will Ferrell's just standing there like, I'm Will Ferrell, and
that's exactly
Elf,
it.
Yeah. And the movie's called Elf. Guess what it's about?
It's like, watch me Will Ferrell for 90 minutes.
Yeah. I admit it's not special. It doesn't... Ruby, fuck you. All these people ganging up on me for
Ruby
like an
says
elf.
Elf was retarded. Thank you.
You're a faggot just for watching it through.
So what? I own it on DVD. Does that mean I have a cock in my mouth?
He actually was jerking two guys off as he watched Elf. Yeah. He was skiing.
I actually watch Elf and I watch Alf while I'm jerking them off.
Two monitors.
The alien life form.
If you watched Elf, that would be all right.
Oh,
it'd be kind of acceptable.
Great. So Alf is better than Elf.
Definitely.
Great. Definitely. Well, that's not even a question.
He fucking eats cats,
it wasn't
man.
A question, exactly. You fucker.
Nobody eats more pussy than Elf.
Yeah, well, that's exactly. True.
He does eat pussy.
He does.
Yep, and he runs around with a camcorder at the start. What else about
Christmas?
I get
the feeling that Ruby is drunk as balls.
Yeah, she said she was drinking as she watches. That's good, though.
Yeah, that's the way to get through it.
Every Thursday night when we're broadcasting live, get drunk, so it's even funnier.
Yes.
No, I brought a bottle of tequila back from Mexico.
Night.
We should.
Oh, God.
Tequila. I was like, nice, let's do... Oh, then I thought about it. I was like, oh, that's a bad idea.
We're discussing earlier how bad that is to us, and we're like, hey.
Tequila? Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's awful. I don't even know
why I
bought
still,
it.
But still, if it was open... We'd all end up drinking.
I also
it.
Got new shot glasses, so they kind of go.
Ooh.
Also, fancy they sold. Pants. You could actually buy the tequila with a worm in it.
Yeah.
And you could buy a bottle of tequila with a scorpion in it, which is kind of frightening.
Yeah, there's actually. That's how they used to make alcohol in China a long time ago, is they get poisonous scorpions and snakes, and they'd put them in water, and then they'd bury them underground for like a certain amount of years, and they'd pull them out.
Everybody
shut up,
that.
Luke. I'm trying to tell a story. I will fucking choke you.
I like that story, and you fucking killed it.
Everyone
knows
that.
I was
Why
in
the
it.
Fuck would you tell that story? Everyone knows that Chinese people used to make tequila by putting
Not
insects
tequila.
In it, and they'd stick it in the mud and dirt. Jesus, get the fuck. Were you
I think we got to get rid of Luke, guys.
Really?
Yeah, he's dragging us down.
Yeah. Sorry. We'll replace him with Tim.
We should black him out.
Well, we still get that stump that we bought for you there, Derek. White him out.
Yeah. White him out. Bring in a stump for me. Stump.
Great. So far, me and Luke have been replaced with a stump.
Great. How boring this podcast would be with just Devin and I.
Yeah. We're just like sitting here watching TV. Thumbs, yeah,
talking and being polite. Yeah.
How was your day, Devin? Oh, it was fine, John.
We have to
got some work done.
We have to make it edgy.
Going back to Christmas, I just remembered probably what I missed the most is just when you were younger and Christmas came and it was like, I'm off for 3 weeks and I don't got to do shit.
I know.
And then on Christmas, you'd get a video game and that would be your life for the next couple of weeks, you know?
Even just waking up in the morning, like we used to have stockings just full of candy.
Yeah.
And my parents would let us go down early and we could tackle our stockings, but we weren't allowed to open the presents until everyone was around. So we'd go through and we'd fucking shake our stockings and there would be like shitloads of candy and like all like Pez dispensers and shit. I was like, that did me in for a while. Like I didn't need to open presents when I had shitloads of candy.
Yeah.
In our house, Mom and Dad were awake before me and Stefan every single Christmas. They were more excited than we were to like go out and get our shit.
We were up at like 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock. We'd be like, my parents would be like, shut up, go back to sleep.
Yeah.
My brother and sister would always wake me up at dawn. Little fuckers.
Yeah. Everyone. Oh, now I'm fucking toast.
I sleep. I don't even want to get up. I don't care anymore. I'm like, fuck Christmas. I'm trying to sleep.
Well, but it's because like Santa comes during the night. But Santa fucking comes when you're still awake. All shut up, guys. Don't ruin it for me.
Santa.
Don't ruin it for me.
Santa. Santa's a fat bitch.
It's true.
He really is a fat bitch.
Yeah.
Every year, my mom retells the story of when I found out Santa wasn't real.
Yeah.
Because it was like one of the most devastating moments in her and my life.
What happened? You got to tell
Did you freak out?
Because when I was a little kid, I was like so... I believed in magic. I believed in like love and stuff like that.
He believed in love.
And,
wow.
But even
magic, Santa, and love.
I believe in everything.
John doesn't believe in love.
Truth fair.
Somebody love this guy.
But even as a little kid, I couldn't get to sleep before like 3 or 4 in the morning, even when I was like 7 and 8 years old.
Yep.
So I was laying in bed like pumped for Christmas. I was like, this is amazing. And I was like, my parents always told me you had to get to sleep or he wouldn't come. So I was like just trying to force myself to sleep and I couldn't do it. So I was like, oh, I'll go wander around upstairs just so I'll wear myself out and I can fall asleep. And I knew I couldn't go downstairs because then if I went too close to the tree, Santa wouldn't come. So I had my parents convinced me I had to stay at least upstairs.
He has like a fucking one of those mines from James Bond, proximity mine. Yeah. He just sticks one to the wall. Come near it, motherfucker.
So I was just wandering around. I looked behind my parents' TV. I was like, there's something behind my parents' TV in the room. And I wonder what it is. So I went and looked at it. And it was all like stocking stuff. I was like, that's weird. And then I realized what was going on. And I just lost it I just started screaming. I was like, ah! Oh my God!
The head exploded like the guy on Sliders.
What did you think? Did you think like Santa put them in the wrong spot?
No, instantly. I just figured it out instantly. I'm like, all right, it's a fucking hoax. They've been fucking me for 10 years over the Santa business.
It really is a terrible thing to do.
And like, just at that instant, stop believing in Santa. Stop believing in Tooth Fairy. Stop believing in love. Stop believing in God. The whole bit.
God.
Everything.
When he saw the presence behind the fucking TV, stop believing in love.
Just my heart just shattered.
Jesus Christ, guys. And don't go looking for things.
My parents rushed upstairs and they finally figured out that I figured out. My mom was like, to my dad, she's like, you have to fix this. Make him happy again. And I just...
So they just clubbed you over the head with a fucking crowbar.
Yeah. And told you were just dreaming.
Gave me my first joint. No, anyway.
So, I remember I woke up one morning and I went downstairs and like this was like, you know, 5 or 6 in the morning. The presents were already down there. And I found the list, my parents' shopping list. Really? And I was just like, it just said Derek and it had all the shit that I was getting and Greg and it had all the shit that he was getting. So I knew everything I was getting. I just like went down. I'm like, what's this? And then I saw it. And I was like, fuck. Like, I'm pretty sure I wasn't aware of. I was like, me and Santa, we had already broken our little relationship by that point. But
I still get presents from Santa.
Oh, yeah, I do, too.
Yep. Still do, and he always gives the best gifts. So why do parents do that? Yeah. The best shit comes from Santa, and then they just kind of give you whatever.
Yeah,
that's not smart.
They're trying to hype this fucking fake man.
Yeah,
and they're idiots.
The whole thing is an allegory for Christianity. We know it. Let's admit it.
Oh, yes,
fake and a little bit good.
Yeah,
and it's, but mostly shitty.
What a way with words, you wizard.
Bit little good.
It's the same deal. Like if you don't believe in him, he won't give you presents.
fuck them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Santa, if you don't believe in Santa, he's not going to give you presents.
Yeah, that's what every parent tells their kid.
Yeah.
Really?
Same thing with Jesus. That. If you don't believe in Jesus, you're not going to get into heaven.
Really?
Well, it's the same difference with, like, if you're bad, Santa's going to not bring you shit, right?
They told me that.
Yeah, you'll get coal.
But I caught on pretty quickly. I'm like, I can still be bad and get presents, yeah, you really. Fuckers. Yeah. Don't give me that shit.
Because it's just going to make you more bad if you don't get shit on Christmas.
Yeah. I'll kill everyone.
Yeah. It's not going to teach a lesson. It'll be a murder-suicide.
Blackmail Santa.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be a black male? Why can't it be a white male?
We always know it's always
a so, black male. It's true. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Fuck. Go on. Hell.
Actually, speaking of a black male, he's the one that does Elmo's voice. A black male. He's Anna, the one.
I'm Elmo. Yeah. Elmo wants to touch your ball sack.
That actually was pretty good. So
yeah, that was pretty good.
Elmo wants to take your cock and jerk it off into his fur. So it gets nice and sticky.
That's alarming. Highly alarming.
That is frightening.
Come in my mouth. Jizz on Emma. Emma gonna make everybody come.
Oh.
Come on, Emma.
All right, we're done here.
Gather around Emma.
That's horrible. That's the fucking most horrible thing that I've heard.
Emma gonna lay a beach towel down on the table and everybody bukkake.
Oh, Emma, my God. It.
Emma like as much cum as possible. Emma love it.
Holy shit.
You like
where,
that?
Where were we?
That was that awful.
I'm sorry.
I'm fucking ruined right now. Wow. I think
that's the voice I use when I'm fucking girls. I'm like,
yeah, Emma can fuck you so good. You want Emma
that
to
tickles.
Come? You want me to come in your mouth? Emma go. Emma go come. Emma.
Jesus.
Emma just got off. Emma never come so much. All right,
stop
now.
Stop.
Yeah,
stop.
Yeah, that's
you're
good.
Killing
that's
me.
Good. All right, let's take a break and then we'll come back and we'll talk about.
We're all gonna group vomit now.
Yeah.
Emma gonna do things.
Hello, this is Biff LaRue. I was on episode, I don't know, 4, 5, maybe 6 of Chemical Reality. Anyway, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I will snake your drain for half price. And listen to background noise. I think it personally kind of sucks balls, but listen to it anyway.
So now that we're back from that horrible little Elmo attack we just had, we have some fuzzy little friends that are going to join us for the next segment. For several years, guys, Jude Stringfellow and her Lab Chow Mix have toured the country with a simple message. Faith walks. Born
with-
fucking I hate you.
Okay, born without front legs to a junkyard dog. Not the junkyard
dog. Big black man with a chain around his neck.
He fucking shat a fucking deformed dog out.
This is my dog, dummy.
So this front legless dog was born around Christmas 2002. This puppy's name was Faith, and it was rejected and abused by her mother. She was rescued by Ruben Stringfellow, who is an army specialist, and
Stringfellow,
that's their last name.
That's the type of name that goes back to medieval times, where his family just made string.
They invented
like
the Boyer telephone
or something.
It's like, oh, let's go down to ye old Stringfellows. And they got thread.
Stringfellows.
You like that?
Stringfellows.
Because you can imagine how it would change
exactly.
Over time.
Hello, my lord. Have you got any string for me today? Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
You better be sorry, Luke. Fuck.
God.
Anyway.
So there's a stupid dog.
It says, yeah, there's a dog without front legs, and it just walks on its bat legs. Batman activates something out of his belt. No, his back legs. He walks like a human. It says, Faith has done dog talk shows. What? Done the talk show circuit. Okay. I was going to say, I think I'm missing something. And it says, he's gone on tour with Ozzy Osbourne, and he's been named an honorary army sergeant.
Nice. There are a lot of dog army sergeants.
These fucking dogs are better than me. What the fuck?
I think there's actually scary videos of this dog on YouTube.
The what?
I think there's actually videos of this dog on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, probably. There's videos everywhere. I've seen some of those talk show things where it shows the dog like come hopping out.
But it's not a dog talk show.
No, it's not a dog talk
show. It's not like four dogs.
A dog talk
talking.
Show could go really bad. The dogs just come out and start fucking each other and eating each other's shit. Smelling each other's assholes. Nothing gets done. And then it goes to break and it comes back. And
are
they're
you
just
suggesting that's worse than TV as it is now?
It'd actually be pretty nice.
I guess it would be pretty funny. I'd watch dogs licking their...
That'd fit in well on Fox.
I do sometimes. When I used to have a dog, I'd watch it suck its own dick. Enviously.
Yeah. I would probably not.
Not because I wish I could suck my own.
Oh, yeah.
Because I wanted to suck his dick.
Oh. Obviously. Are you almost done with that?
His little lipstick dog dick that's just bright red.
So it says, are you okay, John?
Bless you.
I just lost a kidney.
You've been blessed by Faith, the fucking walking dog.
It looks like something out of Silent Hill when you see the picture of the dog. It just looks terrible. If I saw that, I would not be filled with hope.
No.
I would say there is no God. Because look at this fucking creature.
God would give its front paws to it when it came out of
How could you allow this?
When it came out of Junkyard Dog's ass.
It looks like it would be one of the most fun things in the world to fucking kick. Because it would just teeter. Like a roundhouse kicking an armless dog in the face.
Wow.
And just watching it go... And fall over, and then it's just kicking. It looks like a fucking a Mouser from Ninja Turtles. Yeah,
they're just going back and forth, and you're just like, oh motherfucker!
It just falls down and chews through the cement and goes back to Baxter Stockman's lair.
Wow,
and then Baxter Stockman is just like cursing. Yeah.
Analogy of the century.
And then I become friends with the Ninja Turtles, and I become the Black Casey Jones. But it's like Casey, like Casey in the Sunshine.
And JoJo.
Band.
Jesus. Casey and JoJo.
Jones. Yeah. And I just talk cooler, like
Casey
up,
and
y'all?
Joe Jones.
Casey and Joe.
That's perfect.
I hate this dog.
I know. Why did we pick this story? God damn it. What were we thinking?
Yeah. I was actually kind of wondering that because whenever I seen it, I was like, this is actually kind of old. Plus, it's just a random dog that walks on two legs.
Yeah.
But if you did see it, you'd totally run over and push it over. Just because it's.
Oh, definitely. Everyone would be applauding it, and I'd be like, shut up, dog.
You're an abomination, says, dog. I cannot say I would go over and push over this dog.
Well, you wouldn't have to because
it'd be scary.
I already have it done.
What?
Luke would be first in line to push over a dog.
I would Goldberg spirit. It would be broken in half, just crying.
So it says she just walks around barking and laughing and excited to see them all. Talking about these soldiers at this Air Force base. It says there's a lot of crying, pointing, and surprise from those who have lost limbs or friends. And I guess some people go up and thank her and some people cry. And some
thank
people,
the dog?
Yeah.
Well, that fucking goes over well, I bet.
Why would you I'd rather thank a dog than a human. Humans are fucking useless.
Yeah, but this dog only has two legs, so it's...
Well, you only have two legs, smartass.
Oh! But throw down!
But I got two arms. I can still walk on all fours if I want to.
Then do it.
Let's see it.
Really?
No. That would take too much time.
Really?
I could do it.
No, that's okay.
I don't believe it.
I don't know. I don't see why it gives you that much hope. It makes me sad, actually, to see a deformed dog.
Well, it's just that it lost its arms, and then it learned how to walk on its two back feet.
And then they made it a sergeant. That'd be the worst sergeant ever.
He's barking out orders, like, literally.
He's literally barking out orders.
Think he got a Purple Heart?
Shut up.
Was that a joke?
I don't know.
Not really.
I really don't get it. Like, it might be hilarious. I just don't get it.
I think it was a bad joke and also just a bad thing to
what's
say.
What's a Purple Heart?
He didn't get his legs blown off in the war.
Yeah, but he's not a person either.
People that get their legs blown off have Purple Hearts?
Well, I think Purple Hearts for, like, getting injured in...
Oh, see, I had no idea what you were talking about.
It's a badge you get.
Oh, it's a badge. Okay. So they don't have Purple Hearts.
No, they don't have Purple Hearts.
And this has nothing to do with No Heart. From Care Bears.
Not at all.
Okay.
But he does wear purple.
Yeah, he does. Exactly. That's what I jumped to. I'm like,
I
why?
I can see the
why
confusion.
Yeah.
It sort of works.
Jesus Christ.
Yep, so the dog's a sergeant.
Yeah.
Good for it.
Well, and it got to tour with Ozzy Osbourne.
Everybody look at this fucked up dog.
Yeah.
Watch me bite the head off this dog!
That's how it lost its arms.
Yeah.
It was torn with
Ozzy. Bit them off.
Yep, I don't care. Hey, anyway, let's move on. Fuck the dog.
Beastly. So, all right, the next one is actually kind of similar because, like, the dog walking upright and a man wearing an animal's fucking flesh, furry fucking flesh. A Greek man dressed in animal hide was mistakenly shot dead while out hunting wild boar for a Christmas dinner. What more can you say? A Greek man was wearing fucking an animal skin, crawling around in the forest, got shot, and he died.
What they didn't say was that it was an orange-stained leather jacket. No.
I actually looked at the report. I was like, Jesus Christ. Really?
Are they sure he was wearing fur? He is a Greek man.
He's just a hairy,
just
hairy man.
Crawling through the underbrush with that shirt on. It's very hairy.
That's a Greek thing that they do, is crawl around through underbrush.
He's probably trying to commit suicide in a really bizarre way.
Well,
that's
it
really
worked.
Stupid, though. That's like the dumbest thing. You should die if you do that.
Yeah.
Really.
Exactly.
That's what happens.
Like, out in Belmont, you don't walk around in the forest... without neon orange on, let alone dressing up like a deer.
Yeah.
Like in Hot Shots.
Oh, yeah.
The dude pops up with the antlers. He's like, I got one. Bam. So it says, police said members of the shooting party made up of families open fire when Christos Constantino, who was 49 years old, the man crawling around in the underbrush was 49, all right, whatever. And it says they were confused by the fact that the victim was disguised in dark goat skins. And he died.
They shot him.
They shot
but
him.
I like the phrasing. They didn't just shoot at him. They opened him fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, really, I don't know if you've ever gone hunting before, but generally you don't open fire on animals.
There's one guy in front. There's one dog sergeant in the front going, open fire! Yeah.
He's holding like a little crop with one of his feet. Open fire! Yeah.
commanding with his fucking leftover foot. Yeah. But, I mean, these guys pretty much, I guess, got away with murder. If you want to get away with murder, you shoot somebody.
I wouldn't call it murder, but
manslaughter. Someone. Yeah.
Well, it's legally...
Did anything happen to them at all?
No.
No, they're still...
It's just a hunting accident.
Yeah.
They were detained and were being questioned, and that's all we've heard so far. So, basically, if you want to murder someone, is my point, you can murder them, bring them out to a fucking throw flesh on them, and you're good.
Yeah. Sprinkle a little crack while you're there.
Yeah, sprinkle a little crack.
Peel their cap back.
Yeah.
Works for me. All
right. Yeah. So basically, you don't want to...
furs when you're out in the hunting forest. Animals, you fucking dummies. Yeah.
Just like you don't want to do things in the city around here in this area.
Like, if you're a white person, you don't want to... paint yourself black and go through Mississippi.
Yeah, don't put on the blackface.
Yeah. Not a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah,
something bad will happen.
Mississippians.
I'm blending in with the indigenous people.
Not blending in, because they all just want to light you on fire.
Fair enough.
Or blend you.
Mississippi burning. Yeah, or blend you.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that's about all you can say about him. He's just an idiot.
Yeah. See that? That's what I'm talking about. Strap some antlers on somebody and shoot him. So you thought he was a deer. Done. You killed him.
Dumbzo.
So, how's everybody's confidence?
Great!
John's is good.
You just killed everybody's ears again.
Sorry, everyone.
I got excited. I'm actually feeling very, very confident these days. I'm so busy, man.
Yeah.
Working a lot. Podcasts popping off. CD out.
Mm-hmm.
Bitches want to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Can't complain.
Couple guys want to fuck, but I don't know, whatever.
It ain't going to happen, but you know.
It's nice to see.
They love me.
Yeah. But, it's nice. This podcast is definitely something that kind of... It's nice because, like, every week we get it out, and it's something that we look forward to doing, and just having something that comes out regularly. Like, when we did Chemical Reality and various other stuff, it just... There was no schedule at all. So, sometimes it went out for, like... Mm-hmm. We didn't do it for, like, a month. Sometimes we did it within a couple weeks, you know? Like, sometimes we were all for it, and sometimes we just weren't.
That totally kills your confidence. When you know you want... to be doing something and you let it go for like weeks and weeks. Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm never going to do it.
There's definitely building momentum that I find. Like if you get doing stuff and you keep doing them regularly, it becomes part of your nature. Like right now, Thursday nights are podcast nights. That's all there is to it. Like we have fun doing it and I don't know.
Except for tonight, it's Wednesday, but hey.
Yeah.
I'm still doing it.
Actually, next week it might be Wednesday too. Isn't that true?
Well, if it's
something like that, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be hitting.
We're going to be working around New Year's Eve, so we're going to try to. We'll
although, keep you posted. I mean, depending on what time everyone wants to go out, I mean, we can do the podcast at 6 and be leaving here.
I'm actually
at like
off 8:30. New Year's Eve day, but we'll.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not doing anything New Year's Eve.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's the little blurbs you got on?
Little blurb?
This little confidence boosters.
It says Dr. Rob Jung is a psychologist and a coach who helps people make positive changes in their life. He has a 10-week series going on where he reveals tips and techniques to lift your confidence and help you get what you want in life, which I think if your confidence is a major thing.
Oh, yeah.
If a dude walks in and says something, if he's confident, most of the time I'll just believe him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even need to know. Like, confidence.
Suck this dick, Derek. You're going to love it. Yeah, okay.
And just start salivating unconsciously.
Pavlov's dogs. Instead, it's just Derek, and they just wave dicks in his face.
It's true.
The smell of dick arouses him.
It makes my stomach growl. Oh, my.
Carry on, young boy.
But it says, the one he's touching on now is about breathing and your posture.
Yep.
And, I mean, that's really, really, really important in my opinion. Like, seeing people that are slumped over like a fucking hideous swamp beast, you don't really have a lot of confidence in them.
No.
Let alone do they have confidence in themselves.
Well, not only do you look healthier, you feel healthier. Uh-huh. Like, I really try my best to keep my posture good.
I can tell. Look at it. Boom. Could put a board back there.
You probably could.
Yeah.
And it would work.
Yeah.
But I mean, it like I said, you feel so much better. It also mentions deep breathing in that article,
yep. mm-hmm.
which I did plenty of that today when I was just getting stressed at work, and I yeah. just stop. You know, you have that split second where it's like,
I'm going to kill somebody.
I can punch a wall or someone's yeah. face or take a deep breath and
yeah.
calm down.
Yeah. You know? That's yep. usually what I tell people when they're freaking out. Like I talk to a lot of people just like, I try to stay open to people when they're having like a shitty day or whatever, so mm-hmm. they can come and talk to me or whatever. And the first thing I say when they're fucking spazzing is, all right, first thing, like, just relax, like, take some deep breaths, like, you know, and then you just try to, you're related to, like, you know, usually they're upset over something fucking menial as hell. Yeah. It's like something simple. It's yeah. like, all right, you know, you're not dead, you're not in the hospital, so let's, you know, work through this together, you exactly. and I. But it says, the first signal you get about someone's confidence or lack of it is in how they walk and how they hold themselves, which is obviously the first thing you notice about someone.
Mm-hmm. In women, I notice that so much.
Yeah.
I go on about that, and guys are just like, what are you talking about? That's ridiculous. Yeah. But a woman with a good posture,
oh yeah,
it blows me away. When you see them from that side view and they're just straight,
not only
it looks
that,
like they're doing a balancing act because their titties are hanging out, and then the ass is hanging out in the back.
It's like a letter S.
Yeah, it's like a letter S. I like that side view, man.
Yeah. Goes and not even just their posture, but like even like their smile, like everything. Like if they look like they're happy and confident, yep. holy shit, it makes a world of difference.
And it goes both ways, which is why I try to do the same
smile
thing.
Smile and laugh know? A lot, yeah. yeah you're really a pretty handsome guy, Luke.
Thanks, bro.
No problem.
Aw, touching moment.
Good Lord.
It says, even from a distance, you can see whether someone's shoulders and head are slumped, in defeat, or held high. It says, your quickest route to begin radiating confidence is to sort out your posture. And not only that, but it just flat out feels better.
Agreed.
The first like, little yeah, bit is hard, I notice, when you first start trying to correct your posture. You're like, whoa, this feels weird. My spine isn't used to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I changed the way I walked a number of years ago, so I kind of forget it now. But
you walk
yeah,
the way you walk?
Oh, yeah. Like, Devin used to not walk this straight at all, actually. Straight. He actually, like, I remember the whole sore back
yeah.
time, and he went like to perfectly straight. It was like, that's actually, I'm pretty sure why I started doing it too.
Oh, I rubbed off on you, Derek. That's
yeah,
good.
Fuck.
That looks like he's having a good time over there. Maybe yeah. I'll do some of this.
Yeah.
You feel kind of weird though when you first start trying to fix your posture because you almost yeah. feel like you're swelling your chest out.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to find just the right way to do it so you don't walk around like a fucking yeah. muscle man on the beach in Speedos. Yeah. Hi.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, like that. Like, that would be ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, and it is kind of disturbing that you're wearing Speedos as we do our podcast. If you could put some pants on, Jonathan.
This joke don't work quite as well when we're taping.
It looks like you have a big banana and a potato in the front of your fucking drawers.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
A big banana and potato.
Yeah, just one big ball and a big cock.
Man, I'll take it.
I bet you will take it. I bet you take that.
Oh my goodness.
Often. See what I did there?
I did.
Thanks.
But yeah, and not only that, but when you're confident, you do stuff, it just builds more confidence. Like, it just grows, it magnifies, it snowballs.
It
because,
does.
Like, it, when you start doing it at work, you can talk better, you begin to enjoy your work more, you can mm-hmm. take more responsibility because you're confident you can actually do certain stuff. I don't know.
It goes a long way.
And not being confident is a major thing.
I know, especially in music, too, whenever we're recording, you can tell if somebody's confident when they're in a booth. Like, if they're just kind of rapping like this, we'll stop and say, no, man, be confident. Like, you're the shit. You got some shit you want to spit, so do it like you mean it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, everyone has...
fixes it.
I was listening to a comedian once. I don't remember who it was, but he was saying the number one fear people have is stage fright.
Yeah.
And number two is death.
That's crazy.
Wow.
It's because, well, confidence fucking is a problem for everybody, I think. Like, whether you're Derek or the president.
I agree.
Or both.
Yeah,
or both.
President Derek has a much harder time than Derek.
Yeah.
I have to say.
Actually, I showed you guys a quote. Actually, you were not in the country at the time. You were deported. But a quote about being confident and honest
mm-hmm.
or lying and being humble.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. Like, it seems like the people that are the best at things, generally speaking, are really confident. Like most of the best basketball players, for instance, they think they're the best basketball player.
Oh, yeah.
And most of the best rappers, they think they're the best rapper, you know, which is really cool. Like, it's you don't want to go overboard and seem like a cocky fucking idiot, but you have to have a certain amount of confidence in yourself. Just like our first podcast, you know, like mm-hmm. I'm sure we were a little, you know, more timid and not sure how it was going to work and shit like that, but we've gotten a lot better at it. And, you know, I'm sure it definitely was the same in our video with Chemical Reality. Like our first episodes, they were, you know, they were good, but they were suspect. And as we got better at acting and like knowing where the camera was and stuff like that, we got a lot better at it.
It's really cool. It's definitely, confidence is definitely the type of thing you have to work on and keep in mind at all times. You can't really let that slip up.
Yeah.
You can't let little things shake your confidence, you know? I think that's a problem with a lot of people, even people who are confident. One little thing goes wrong and they just crumble, you know? Yeah. They have to rebuild, but you can't let one brick out of your wall destroy it.
There are a lot of cliche sayings that are just garbage and I hate hearing them, but don't sweat the small stuff, I think is a good one.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
When I was on the cruise ship, there's this giant cafeteria, basically, like a fancy cafeteria, and they open at 6 o'clock for dinner every day. And we were late getting out of port one day, which meant they couldn't open up until 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a half hour difference. And there was these two old ladies losing their shit at the poor lady who stands at the door just because they had to wait an extra... It was already 6:15, so they had to wait an extra 15 minutes to eat dinner. Yeah. And they were just fucking ripping into her.
Holy shit.
I was like, are you shitting me? I was sitting there like... I was laughing to myself and just amazed. Like, it looked like it was a show they were putting on.
And it is a lot of the time when people are being like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 15 minutes, you know? They can't really be...
Yeah. When they were old as fuck.
They could die. Like,
yeah.
Is this really that's how you want to spend your last moments?
I'm going to die in 10
like,
minutes.
I don't know if I have 15 minutes, all right? Let me in there for a buttery roll.
I got to get a roll and a pancake.
An Amorosa roll.
I have no idea what that is, but it made me smile.
Google it. Amorosa roll.
Amorosa roll.
Yeah.
Amorosa roll.
But,
So be confident, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have true. Baggots.
Just be confident. Hey, now.
Well, another thing is like,
you just hurt a lot of people's confidence right there.
Me and Zachy have these panic attacks, and I think it kind of stems from confidence a little bit. Because like when you have the anxiety attacks, it's because something knocked your confidence down at some point. Yeah. And it's hard to get it back. Like, you have to kind of rebuild it. Like for a while, I wasn't leaving my house, you know, and I had to started getting out in public a little bit, just going to like Tim Hortons and shit like that. And then I had to work my way out and I had to build confidence to get back out. And that seems simple and stupid, but it's just like any person, like if they're in a car accident, they have to start small and rebuild
it. That's exactly what it is. You have to build it and keep it sustained or else you'll lose it.
Yeah. Which is, it's hard because sometimes when you're feeling good, like another thing is like just keeping your sanity. Like if you're feeling good, sometimes you just push, you know, all that mental and or spiritual or religious or whatever you do to the back, because you're like, I feel good right now, I don't need to read this, I don't need to do that. And then like a month later you're like, fuck, I shouldn't have done that. You really have to keep your shit together. What?
It's true.
I don't even think about religion and shit.
Yeah.
Like, ever.
You're a special case though, Devin. You're fucking weird.
You're a special case.
You're a weird fella.
Yeah.
No, I know what you mean. I don't really get all that religious or anything. Like, I can be spiritual at times, you know? Yeah. Like, if I'm feeling fucked up, like if I'm feeling out of order, I'll open up the Tao Te Ching and I'll maybe read a couple of things, be like,
reading is another one,
you know?
Like, if you stop reading, like if you're a reader and you really enjoy reading and you read, and your name is fucking Reed. Paul Reed. I don't know.
Reed.
But anyway,
and you play a reed pipe.
You,
Fail. John's hitting himself.
But, when you stop reading it, there's definitely a drop off because reading, like, it opens you up major. Or expressing yourself artistically.
Agreed.
Oh! Every transition sound, he gets a fucking retarded smile on his face.
Yeah, I know.
No.
Because he knows what I'm going into. But it's true. So, artistic men are less likely to be depressed, according to a study by a Norwegian university. I don't know how credible Norwegian universities are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
They're the shit. Oh, my gosh.
John says they're the shit. We'll go with it. It says, scientists have found that men who took the time to engage in cultural activities or artistic pursuits were less likely to suffer from depression, a condition that affects 1 in 5 Britons. Cultural factors were shown to have a stronger effect on happiness than personal wealth or occupation.
What is a Briton? Briton. What the fuck is that?
A Briton.
Britons?
Someone from Britain.
No, but a Briton would be Briton.
No, it's a Briton.
No. They spell it weird.
I don't like
really?
It.
Really?
It was spelled with an O.
You said
spell
like this.
Oh, I know how they spell it, but that's not someone from Britain. It's a fucking
Norwegian.
It's a Norwegian place, isn't it?
They're called Norwegians.
We're gonna Google this.
We're
and find
Googling
out
what Britain is. The Celtic. They're Celtic people. Ancient Celtic people.
British people, citizens of the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Historical Celtic people. That's what I was thinking.
I guess that's ambiguous.
Ambiguously gay duo. But it says, which, I mean, I find if I stop doing artistic stuff that I feel like shit.
I don't know if I agree with it, though, because a lot of creative and artistic people do suffer from depression or they're bipolar. I mean, I can relate to that. I've gone through like three depressions in my lifetime. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have bipolar tendencies where one minute I'm like, yeah, let's go smoke some crack. Not actually smoke crack, but you know, I'm uppity. And then another minute I'm just like, fuck this.
You're down.
You know?
But there's a lot of people out there that have serious depression that just kind of hide it.
That's true.
Well, you have to. A lot of people with
depression do hide it because otherwise you just can't function at all. But some people reach a state where they just can't.
Mm.
And they do nothing.
Like, at least being creative, you have an outlet for it some way.
Yeah.
So it may be easier to buy.
And
if
you
get confidence
and you can share it with people, that can help you too. Because, like, hearing good feedback, like, on the podcast, for instance, it makes me feel awesome.
Yeah.
I love hearing people say that they just, like, all I want to hear is people say that they laughed or they enjoyed it or whatever. That's all I give a shit about. Yeah. You know, and that definitely adds to
everything. Think it can definitely go either way. Like, they say they did a study and they're like, oh, eureka, we found this out.
Yeah.
But if someone else did a study somewhere else, it might be the other way. But I do see the connection, though, that if you're staying busy and doing things that you love, you will feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's why I try to do as much as possible. That's why I write. That's why I do music. That's why I do the podcast. Because otherwise, I just start to feel like I'm wasting my time.
Yeah, and not only that, but even if you just stop doing stuff, you just have more time to think and not do anything. And that's a bad thing. That's really bad for me. Like, that's something I've noticed just recently. Like, the more I have time to not be active and think about stuff, the more I will go fucking crazy. Yeah. And that sucks because, like, I'm definitely an introvert. You know, like, so I'm kind of getting better at, you know, staying in when it's time to stay in and going out when it's time to go out. Like, I don't know. Like, I was just thinking about that today with the podcast. Like, sometimes I don't want to do stuff. You know, I just want to stay in. But if I stay in for the day and I get all ready for the podcast, usually by the time the podcast rolls around, I'm ready to go out and do it. Mm-hmm. So it's a really delicate balance for me. Like, most people don't have to think about it. They just go about their shit. But, like, for me, it affects me major. Like, I'll get sick. I'll fucking have to, like, leave places. It's just... Yeah. It's quite a balance.
No, it's definitely a balance for me, too. I mean, people would be surprised, but I think I'm an introvert. Like, I don't go out much. When I'm with my friends and my family, people I know, I'm the most extroverted person ever.
Yeah. Yep.
But once a couple strangers come into the room, I'm like, I don't know.
Or if people say, do you want attention? It's like, not really. Like, if I can do it and put it on the internet and people will love it, then sure. But, like, I don't want attention for the sake of attention. You know, I'd rather not. You know, like, that's not what I'm going for.
Back when I was in high school and college, I would, whenever I had an opportunity to go to a party or something, I'd be like, well, I could, or I could just stay home and, you know, hang out with my friends and watch movies and that kind of thing. And you kind of, like, start to miss things. Mm-hmm. So one day I was like, all right, I'm making a rule that if I ever have an opportunity to go out and do something, I'm just going to do it whether or not I want to.
Yeah.
And if it sucks, I'll just leave. But you just have to go.
Yeah.
And, after, like, it really sucks. Like, it sucks a lot because you're, like, you're going someplace where you don't know anyone and you're like, this is going to suck. I don't remember anyone's name. But after, like, a year or two of doing it.
Everyone will know your name.
But I won't know their name. That's the problem.
Yeah, sorry. I watch that. I forgot about that.
Everyone knows my name. It's the most common name
on
the fucking planet.
Hey,
friend. Mister. Hey, guy.
Anywho.
I know what you mean, though, about...
And now I fucking, now when I'll be in an elevator and I'll just start talking to random people.
Yeah.
And, like, to be able to do that without panicking now is the best.
Yeah, I'm not shy. It's just that, like, I don't want to be around people a lot of the time. Like, I really like, I'll go to a job interview and I'll kill it. Like, I'll have them laughing. I'll be talking about shit and I enjoy it. But I just don't want to do that all the time. Like, I really enjoy watching movies and reading and working on shit. Like, it's just... It's not a matter of not being able to do it, which is good, because, like, if I couldn't do it, that would suck.
I think, like, it's the difference we talked about before on an earlier episode, where some people prefer a closer-knit group of people, and some people like to just get out there and get to know people.
Friends and
me, I don't give a fuck to meet a bunch of strangers. Like, I have a lot of people around me who keep me balanced, and I'm happy with that.
Exactly.
I don't need a whole bunch of people, because I find it just overcomplicates things, and then I start finding myself feeling anxious, you know?
And not only that, but once you're really yourself, you really get to know people a lot better and they begin to accept you. Like, it's pretty obvious that all of us here are not really hiding a heck of a lot, you know?
No.
We're all pretty much like this.
Whether we're all hiding our boners.
Well, except for that.
Okay.
John has a boner.
Sure.
But, I don't know. we're pretty open people, and that's why kind of our little group here is it's way more comfortable than I am with a lot of people. Like, I can go out and hang out with people, and I can make them laugh, I can make them want to be my friend and shit, but, you know, that's not fulfilling to me, you know? Like, I've been...
It's not fulfilling for me at all. No. I just don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Really? One of my favorite things in the whole world is meeting someone for, like, an hour or two that you'll know you'll never see again.
See, like, for me, that's a complete waste of an hour.
Exactly.
But you can learn something cool about something you'll never see again. Like,
I could jerk off and learn that I could shoot over my head.
But it's like, on the plane home from Miami, I met this girl on the plane who's from Jamaica. And I got to learn, like, crazy shit about Jamaica. Yeah. And they fucking talk weird. Yeah. Like, totally weird. Yeah. Anyway, it's just neat, like, learning a little bit about someone that you're never going
to
see again.
Well, on a plane, it's a little bit different because there's nothing else for you to do.
There's tons of stuff you can do. You can read, you can listen to music, you can watch little movies.
It's the lack of attachment. Like, you know that you don't have to worry about who this person's seeing, what they're going to talk about you later on, blah, 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 blah. You know that when you're done talking, that's it. You're never going
to
see them again.
Yeah, that's not the right way to look at it at all. Like, at the very least, it's practice talking to people that you know nothing about.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
I'll give it that. But I'm with Devin where I just don't give a fuck about strangers and talk. Small talk, I just hate.
Yeah.
You know
what I can't stand the most is gossip. I fucking hate gossip. And I do gossip sometimes, and I hate it. It's funny because me and May went out to Tim Hortons for a coffee, and I was like, you know what I hate? Gossip. And May was like, we're gossiping right now. I was like, fuck, I know. Yeah. Shut up. But I can't stand gossip. It's just fucking...
I used to feel that way, but now I just don't care because sometimes gossip is hilarious.
If you're going to make something funny out of it, though, that's not really... It's not gossiping for the sake of gossip. Like, I'll take a story and try to make people laugh out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, but if you're just like, this person did this, like... If I hear that shit, I'm just like, I don't want to hear that. I don't care. Yeah. You know, like, if two people in Churro that I used to know are fighting and don't want to be around each other, I don't give a fuck. They can kill each other. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, the only time I usually talk to people is if it actually involves them.
Yeah.
Like, if it's something that involves a person, then I'm saying, yeah, let's talk about it. But if it's not, fuck that.
Yeah, if it's a couple links in the chain away, it's like, how about you go talk to them about it, and I'll go about...
It's hard to say when gossip is gossip, though.
Yeah.
At which point is gossip?
At what point it sinks in.
What time is it just shooting the shit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But when it sinks in that you're like, I don't want to be hearing this.
In the back of your mind, you know when it's gossip.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you're talking about someone who's not there and it's kind of iffy.
I don't get that much, though, because I'm a blabbermouth, and I love when people flap their juicy lips and noises come out, if it's interesting.
Yeah.
I'll listen to someone talk shit about someone, and I'll just smile the whole time.
Yeah, but talking shit is not even, I don't know, like, sometimes there's, like, anger and laughing involved, and I get something out of that. But when it's just talking about people's issues,
so it's not when there's
shit,
not emotion to it.
I don't mind when it gives me the opportunity to grow. But if I'm not growing from it, I'm just literally there receiving all this fucking useless information. That's when I can't stand.
Okay,
it.
Fair enough. I don't like.
We've
either.
Defined gossip this episode.
We just did.
Someone write it down.
Yep.
Emotionless blabber.
Yeah. It's when you don't feel like you can grow and you're listening to someone talk about something.
Yeah.
That's useless to me.
Everybody grows when they listen to us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Nipples get hard, dicks get on swole. Oh, Mario takes a mushroom and just goes big.
He goes whoop whoop whoop.
He does do that.
He goes whoop whoop whoop. Exactly.
Well, so are artistic men happier? I guess it depends on if the person is happy or not.
Yeah, great.
So really, that study is just like, I don't know, bullshit. Is that what they say in Norwegian?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Don't even try.
One thing they do say is exercise helps a lot with depression, which I think they did. They did a study where they got 20 depressed people to start exercising a lot on a regular basis, and it helped all 20 people significantly.
Makes sense, though. If you're not gross and flabby, you're going to feel better about yourself.
Well, not
even
only
if you're
that,
not
but
gross and flabby, just exercise, moving your body keeps...
Yeah, exactly. Getting the blood flowing.
You take care of yourself, you're just going to feel better, I think.
There you go, and that goes back to confidence, so...
Yeah, we just fucking tied it up with a bow like a Christmas present.
This is definitely the Christmas episode.
Yeah.
So,
shit. I think we did it.
I think we did it. So, we'll get at everyone with the date of when our next one's going to be. We're not too sure. Probably be like, it's either going to be New Year's Eve or probably the day before. Something like that.
Yeah.
But we'll figure it out when the time comes.
We'll let you guys know. Everyone have a good Kwanzaa and Christmas. Hanukkah, whatever else you people celebrate.
Actually, we should really, we should stress that. We should say, don't, because when someone says Merry Christmas or like Happy Holidays, that doesn't mean anything to me. That's like a different hello for the month of December.
Yeah.
You should actually go out of your way to be extra nice to your family, be extra nice to your friends, and it'll make you feel better. That's my little happy moment.
Or just be an asshole, and you'll
be an asshole.
Or you'll be able to get away with it because it's Christmas.
Yeah, you'll be a Grinch. Like you're a Grinch. Yeah, I am. Fuck you.
I'm a Grinch, and I make it a cinch. And if you fuck around, I'll give your nipples a pinch.
Oh,
you like what I did there? I did that for you, Devin.
Thanks, man.
And no problem. Devin looks like he's gonna kill me. Okay, we better get out of here.
Yeah, Devin's gonna kill us.
You guys know what it is.
Yep.
We'll see you around when we see you.